Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is a past friend we've had on before. He's been in here before multiple times, and for good reason. He's got an incredible story. With us today is Bill Fravel out of Florida. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Del. I do appreciate you having me on again.
Well, we appreciate you coming back. The story just gets better every time. We're talking about the big B this time. Portfolio just went over $1 billion in value. Wow, that's a big number.
It is. It is. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. I want to start with, for people that are just listening and have not heard your story in the past, which is going to be most people because listeners come and go in general. They come because they need it. They get involved, and then at that point, they're successful, and they don't have to listen to what we're worried about. So let's talk a little bit about your past. One of the things that's interesting to me, Bill, is that as I was reviewing your history here a little bit, was that many people come to real estate because it's a something-for-nothing type of adventure. It's, wow, let's go over here and get rich quick type of thing. But that's really not yourself. And what's interesting is that you're the type of person who actually just grounded out doing the regular stuff that most of us think would, wow, that would make you a successful person, becoming an orthodontist and so forth. So tell a little bit about your backstory before we get into your real estate career.
Okay, that'll be great. I'm a career orthodontist and actually am pretty much retired at this point, but I started doing orthodontics in 1980, and yes, you're right, I pretty much followed the path of going to school, get good grades, get a great job. In fact, with me, I was able to start my own practice in Orlando back in 1987. My wife, I'm very lucky to have her. She managed the office the whole time, so it allowed me to see patients and do my thing, and she managed the office for me. So we were able to create a fantastic business. Unfortunately, as I learned as time went on, if I wasn't there to turn that key and open the door every morning, there was no business. So it was a situation where the practice continued to grow. I did what everyone told me, save up this nest egg and one day you can retire. And as time went on, I just kind of knew this just doesn't seem right to me, because this nest egg, I mean, it's just going to start going down, down, and down, and you have to watch that. And what do you put that money in? And I was looking for another avenue. I was trying to get out of the box I'd been in my entire life because, again, the practice was doing great, and I was ready to start slowing down, but I wasn't quite sure what to do. And this is pretty much where real estate came in and gave me a new avenue.
Now, before, though, didn't your father do some real estate in the past? Was there some history there?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up, Del. My father I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and he worked for Louisville Gas and Electric for 45 years. I think he came to the same conclusion as me, is this all there is when I retire? And he did actually have a pension. There has to be more. There needs to be more income coming in. So he himself invested in some single family homes. He actually converted them into apartments for probably the last 10 years before he retired. So when he retired, he actually had something else to do, and it was actually making income. So I was privy to go and watch him rehab these homes into apartments. And at that point, he did all the work himself. He was the kind of guy that was 100% in. He collected the rents. And he did that till he was probably in his 80s when he finally sold the places.
Wow. Did any of that rub off on you, or?
I think it really did. I was, because I'd been interested in real estate. In fact, when I first started practicing orthodontics in South Florida, I worked for a group down there. And since I was just an employee at that point, I was actually looking into real estate. Did actually buy a fourplex at that point, but then we decided to move up to Orlando. So it was pretty much short-lived, but it did give me a taste.
So it's interesting because you succeeded on both ends. I mean, you succeeded as, you know, the college route, get the good job, become a professional, and then going on to own your own business as a professional. Like you said, you built yourself a business and you owned yourself a job. I get that. But that was successful. That was something, right? And then you started this stuff on the side, too. What gave you so much drive, Bill?
That's a real good question, Bill. I've always been driven. I've always been, I'm a lifelong learner, always looking for something new. And don't get me wrong, I love orthodontics. In fact, at this point, since I'm pretty much retired, I still like to go in a day and a half a week and see patients because it gives me so much enjoyment. But now being in real estate, it also, the real estate itself gives me income every month through the passive route.
Well, that's the end of the story. So I'm going to back you up a little bit from there also. Let's go back to, you said at one point you got interested and you bought some houses and you took some Robert Kiyosaki, I think it was Rich Dad type program or something. Tell us about that generation of your looking into real estate.
Yes, so that was later on. Actually, when we moved to Orlando, we'd been in business there for quite a while. And then when we had the downturn in 2008-09, at that point, I took a course from Robert Kiyosaki. It didn't really go anywhere. They don't have really any follow-through. But I can say he's a great writer. Rich Dad, Poor Dad's a fantastic book. Learned a lot there, especially about cash flow. So when we had that downturn between 2010 and 2012, I had a friend of mine who was a real estate broker. At the time, he didn't have any money, and I did have a little bit of money. So with him, I went out and bought 9 single-family homes. Now, of course, I didn't know the proper way to do it at the time, but I was a lucky guy because with the help of the broker, he had a company that would manage the properties for me, and also they'd go in and fix them up, not to the standards I would look at today, but at least enough to get them rented. So with the fact that the market did appreciate over time, all these did go up and appreciate in value, and I was able to sell them. In fact, I just sold the last one last year, all for a real nice profit.
You know, they say real estate's forgiving, and I think it is. I've seen people do it, everything from completely backwards all the way to doing it perfect. And everywhere in between, people still seem to make some money out of it. And obviously, picking up that you started in 2008-09, which is the downturn, you had to have made a killing on those houses if you're selling the last one now. I mean, that's got to have gone up at least double, probably more.
Even a couple of those houses, I end up refinancing, pulling money out, and then selling them, and even made more money doing that. So, no, it was very lucrative, again, because I was in the market at the right time.
All right, so we're talking about a gentleman here that Bill has been successful in business, successful as an entrepreneur, and successful as a real estate investor. And that's all before he even heard of Lifestyles Unlimited. So, I mean, you're talking about like the perfect characterization of a person that will be successful in life no matter what. When we come back from the break, what I want to cover is what changed when you came to Lifestyles Unlimited? Did you get any type of a heads up from that? We'll take a short break. Be right back with Bill Frabel and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Bill Frabel out of Florida. And Bill and his wife have done quite a few real estate deals, let's say totaling something around $1 billion in assets. Big number, the big B, the secret Big B is out there, and it's impressive. So, Bill, you did all this stuff before you even found Lifestyles. Let's talk about when you found Lifestyles. And having already done all this stuff, what interested you when you heard me on the radio? I think that's what you said, that you'd heard me on the radio or something. What was interesting enough for you to look into this program?
Well, Del, I was I normally, when I'd go to lunch, I'd go out and listen to a podcast or something like that. And I'd been listening to a fellow named Ray Lucia. One day, Ray wasn't on the radio anymore, and you were. So I started listening to you. After a few weeks, it started to intrigue me when I was listening and listening to the fact that I might be able to actually get involved in multifamily apartments, because I'd never even heard of anything like that. I only thought big corporations own multifamily apartments. So that intrigued me quite a bit. I did the I got online because I listened to you in Orlando, and I got online and did the first little thing that you guys have, and then I decided, you know what, it looks like I could do the 2-day right online. So I went ahead and took the 2-day online, and the first day being all about single family homes, I learned that, boy, I sure should have done those houses a little bit different, but luckily, the market was appreciating. And then on day two, that's what really blew me away when I found out I could actually participate as a passive investor in multifamily apartments. And that's what really struck my interest.
So you took it over the internet, then you came out later and watched it live?
Yes. Unbeknownst to my wife, I told her a little bit about this, but she didn't really get involved for a while. And I said, you know what, we're going to go out and listen to Dell because I want you to hear this. So a year later, we flew out to Houston and listened to your 2-day. And I think at that point, she was convinced as well.
I'm surprised she wasn't beating you across the ears or something, right? What'd you bring me
to that.
What is this? What did you bring me out to? Come on. Yeah. That'd be a scary thing to have her hear me for the first time and not knowing what she's going to hear. So you took the class, and was the wife on board then, you said, at that point?
Oh, yeah. She was semi on board just from me letting her know what I'd learned. And then when we went to Houston to do the 2-day, she was on board at that point.
So what was the conversation? I always call it the fly on the wall conversation as you walked out of there and went to dinner after you'd listened to the 2-day. Let's talk about the second day, because obviously you've been doing single family for a long time. But what was the conversation like with you and the wife at that moment when you came out of that 2-day?
Well, at that point, believe it or not, I'd already bought some multifamily investments. And so she finally realized what I was up to. And once she figured that out and saw that this actually does work, and I'm not doing one of my investment schemes, and she was on board. So it didn't take long.
Always easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission, huh?
Well, in some cases. She's not listening to this right now.
Okay. I'm not going to put you in the closet. That's not necessary. So you went out and bought. Let's talk about what you decided to do at that point. What was your plan? I mean, your short-term plan. I know the long-term plan is $1 billion worth of real estate, so we'll get into that in the over the period of the show. But what was it right then? What was your brain saying to you right then?
Well, once I did the two-day online, I started, I'm in Florida, and I'm looking at buying investments in Texas at the time, because really, you hadn't gone out of Texas. And so I started talking to some leads over the phone, listened to their, how they'd done and gotten along with the deals and so forth. And so my first inclination was, you know, I because I'm so far away and I can't really get hands-on with this, I think I want to invest with some seasoned lead investors or syndicators. And so I did that. The first three or four deals I did were with seasoned lead investors.
First three or four of 70 that you've done so far with over 13,000 units and over $1 billion worth of net portfolio value. That's a lot. When you started out, you had the belief of diversification or not?
Yes. When I first started out, I was pretty much just looking at Houston area. And the first few I did were in Houston, and then started venturing out to other parts of Texas. And again, in the beginning, mainly sticking with proven leads. As time went on and lifestyles extended into other states, I think the next state I went to was Georgia. I met a young lead there and actually got in his first deal because I really believed in the guy, and then just continued on. I am in quite a few with first and second time leads, but the bulk of them I would say are longer term leads that have a lot of experience.
So you decided that the jockey was more important than the horse?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've always looked for more of a yield play with a value add. And so I would say almost all of them. I think I'm in two or three value plays, but for the bulk of them, it's more of a yield type play with some value add.
Rule number two, there's got to be cash flow. Why do it if they don't pay you cash for using your money, right?
Right. And the reason I got into this in the first place was to build up cash flow. So, again, I could go ahead and retire and continue to make income.
Yeah. You know, a point that you make, I think a lot of people have been in it a while, make this point that, you know, even when you say I'm going after yield plays, they all have a component over a period of time of value add, just by the fact of the way we do it, by the fact of inflation, you know. Little this, little that, but the bottom line is they almost all go up in value over a period of time. So 70 deals, and you started in 2015, that's 6 years ago. That's a lot of deals. I'd really kind of take a break now and let you think about this, but kind of come back prepared to give us a sort of rundown of how you did that. What was the path? Was it 1 a year, 2 a year, 5 a year, or did all of them at the same time? Just kind of explain that all. We'll be right back with Bill Frabel and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Bill Fravel out of Florida. Bill has accumulated over $1 billion worth of portfolio in real estate investing, and he has purchased 70 properties. Of course, some of them sold. I see here 8 of them sold, so you still have 62. But let's go back to when you first started. You're just coming out of the blocks, and you're starting to buy this stuff. How did you pace yourself on buying these things? Were you like excited, just wanted to buy everything you could get, or did you have timing involved? Give someone that's thinking about this an idea how you paced yourself through this to get up to 70 deals.
Okay, great. Yeah. If I would have had all that money available, absolutely, I would have jumped in. But no, I didn't do that. In 2015, when I joined, I had mentioned that my first couple of deals, I wanted to get seasoned leads to get in with and kind of get the feel of things. So the first year, I only bought 2 deals. And then in 2016, I ended up getting into 6 more. At that point, I had to start liquidating, as I mentioned, those single-family homes. So I started liquidating some of those. And so bought quite a few more in 2017. I think I bought about 11. And then at that point, I knew this was the right thing for me to be doing. I could see that I was getting quarterly money coming in, mailbox money, we like to call it. And I could see this is the way to go. So I went ahead and put my practice up for sale and got a buyer. And 2018, that was really the banner year because all of a sudden I had quite a bit of funds in order to invest. So 2018 was probably the biggest investing year for me. And then after that, buying a few along the way. But really at this point, I'm just buying new when one either refinances or we get the sale of one. So just kind of churning the money at this point. So I call it critical mass. I've hit the point now where I don't have to plug any more money in. I can just keep it going.
Wow. There's a question. I'm trying to think how I want to frame this question because it's really strong to me that you were able to give up your practice. I'm not framing that question. Let me just try to throw a ball at you. How the heck did you feel strongly enough about this to give up an orthodontic practice? I mean, it's good money, and you know it's going to be there. It won't go anywhere. It's safe. It's secure. It's got all of your insurance and everything wrapped up in it, I'm sure, also. How did you come up with the guts to give that up?
Boy, that's a good question because I toyed with that in my mind for a long time. And I'm at the age where it would be time to retire. But as I mentioned, my wife was so good at managing the place, the income just kept coming in and the work kept getting harder. So I just got to that point where I just don't want to work any harder. But yet, at the same time, I didn't want to cut back. So I thought the best thing to do is get a buyer in here, but work it out so that it's in my favor. And that what that means is I was able to negotiate a price, a fair price, and go ahead and sell him the practice with the idea that I would stay on, help him out, and phase out over time, because I really wasn't ready to walk away, as I'm still not ready because I still like doing it. So the good news was the practice was at a point where it was probably up to a doctor and a half practice. And I think the buyer would also agree with that at this point. So I was able to then get the funds out of the practice, liquidate, and then go ahead and purchase more apartment complexes along the way. So it's been a beautiful thing.
Did you take the half doctor position? Is that what you did? You said a doctor and a half. You took the full doctor, and you took the half?
Exactly. The practice was so busy that we were just breaking out of the seams, and I couldn't, I just didn't want to continue at that pace. So that's why this was the avenue I'd been looking for a long time, that I could phase out. And it's really been a beautiful thing.
You know, I had a dentist that was my first partner, and he had a traumatic accident. He cut his thumb off with a chainsaw, which kind of ended his practice. But because of him, I met a lot of other dentists, and one of the things I always told them was, you should find a way, even if you can own your practice, give away all the work that's the hard work that pays low money, in other words, hire assistants to do everything, and you only do the really expensive stuff, right? Which means cut yourself back to 2 days a week. You come in and do the big stuff. And right. I've seen many, many doctors do that, and it really works. And like you say, you don't want to give up. You know, you've developed these skill sets over 20 or 30 years of your life. You don't want to just throw them away, and you still get to do it. And I think that's really a great thing. I like the fact you got the money out of the practice and still got to do that. That's brilliant, the way you work that out.
That has really worked well, exactly. And I'm still able to, he still needs me to come in. So it works fantastic. And I still love doing orthodontics, so it's just been, it's been a real beautiful thing. And now I can invest in apartments.
So now you hit critical mass, which is an interesting point, isn't it? Because I'm just going to share this with you. You know, I'm at critical mass also. So it's one of those things where you just don't even think about the money anymore. It just happens. And it keeps growing. Is that not the case? It just keeps growing. You don't have to even work at it. It's growing. I don't know how else to say that. But every time I turn around, I have more money and I make more money every year. And that, to me, is where critical mass has happened. I don't live on anything near what I make. And so it just keeps getting put back in, type of thing.
That's right. One of the things I've always thought about was, if I had this pile of money, which everybody told me that's what you have to do before you retire, then how could I possibly keep that pile and live off that, but keep the same pile there for legacy later? And with lifestyles and investing in apartments, that's out the window, because the pile keeps getting bigger now. And that's what's so amazing about it all.
It is. It's a hilarious situation. I remember, and this is just a fun side note, we had a few seconds left here in this segment, but I remember when I became a millionaire, and I go, okay, so I'm a millionaire. What's next? 2 million. Okay, boy, that sounds impressive. You know, I go, is there a 10 millionaire? Is there a 20 millionaire? You know, there's no number until you get up to a billion, right? There's like, okay, I guess 100 million sounds impressive, but you know, it's just, I'm a 13.5 billionaire, but doesn't mean anything. And so you really just don't even care anymore. It's like, okay, I can't go force my wealth up to $100 million. But then when you start doubling things and you start getting compounded, like right now, most of the deals, I just got a deal that just sold. We just pulled out 100% return on a refi. So I was in it for 3 years. So it used to be a year or two we double these things up. Now it's 3 years. But 3 years later, they give you back all your money. You go, you still own the property we own. You still have your investment, but here's all your money back. Do it again. And it just blows your mind.
Yeah, I heard you mention that the other day, and I do want to let you know I'm in the same deal. So I got that $85,000 check in the mail this week also.
Kindred spirits, my friend. Kindred spirits. It's a good feeling, isn't it? It's a good feeling. You know, $85,000 isn't life and death, but I know there was a time in my life where that was more than what I made in a whole year. And it was just like, here it is.
Exactly.
It came in the mail. Yeah. It's great.
That's for sure. But like John Price says, You have to reinvest that. Don't spend it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's got to go back in. Well, we still got a minute here. We can go into this. I'm going to get into this lifestyle now that you're out of there. I've always remember this statement. A woman came up to me one time. She said, "Dell, I really love my husband, but I don't love him enough to eat lunch with him every day. Can you find something for him to do now that he's retired?" Did you have the revolt where the wife says, "I live here and I control the home, and now you're here, what do I do with you?" Any of that?
Well, believe it or not, the wife is having a problem with retiring. She's still managing that office that I'm coming to a day and a half a week.
I got you. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Bill Frabel and the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Dell Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Dell Tuesday is Bill Frabel out of Florida. Bill is currently sitting on 62 multifamily apartment complexes. He's part owner in each of those, and that's 13,468 doors or units, and it's a portfolio worth over $1 billion. It's quite an investment portfolio. As we were going to break, Billy, we were talking about the wife hasn't really decided to retire yet. Tell us about that. What's keeping her there working? Is that part of the contract that she had to stay there and run the business, or is she didn't want to have nothing to do?
The funny part is, Dell, that she swore that when I sold the practice, the day I sold it, she'd be out. He'd kick her out of there. And so she has no contract. But because she's always managed the office, it's a natural fit for him. But the thing is, I don't feel like she's really ready to give it up yet. We keep talking about it and hoping, but she's still plugging away at it. She really likes it. I think she's the one that's afraid if she retires, what'll happen to her when she's at the house all the time.
Yeah, that's interesting because it really is a change of life. How have you filled the time, I guess the way to state it, from when you worked 5 days a week hard to now you're working a couple days a week? What are you doing with all that extra time now?
Well, you say all that extra time, but it's just amazing how the time goes. It's just the day goes before you know it. I don't even know how it works so much before, honestly. So I'm really liking this new lifestyle. And when I just go in, I work on a Monday and a Wednesday afternoon, and it still keeps me tuned into everything. But it's a blast. I have a blast when I'm there now.
Yeah, it's amazing how in life, whatever void you create gets filled somehow. And there really is no time where you just have nothing to do. There's always something coming up for me also. I found that interesting that you bring that up. So what is the plan now? You're in the later stages of the plan. What is the plan from this point forward?
Well, as far as investing, I will definitely continue as we refi and as sales go on these apartment complexes. I'll continue to roll that. After listening to Curtis Haynes talk about a family office, I'm definitely interested in working that out. hopefully one of these days, two of my four children have an interest in lifestyles, and both of them have taken the 2-day, but they're still hesitant to really get into it at this point because they have their careers they're doing. But I'm hoping one of these days, one of my children will strike up an interest so they can help manage the family office with me. But that's kind of the plan now. As far as my wife goes, hopefully she's planning in the next year or so, she keeps saying this, to go ahead and retire. But my hope is she'll do that at a slower pace like I did, as far as cutting back to a couple days a week. And as far as I go, I'm thinking probably another couple years doing it that way, and then move on from there.
So you haven't got into the big travel years yet, huh?
We actually are. Some of our children are young. In fact, I just became a grandfather for the second time a week or so ago. We now have a grandson, which we're pretty happy about that. So that's where the travel begins, because he's up in Huntington, West Virginia, and in fact, we're going to fly up there this weekend just to meet our new grandson, and then we'll go back up there in a few more weeks for a week. So a lot of our time, I'm afraid right now, is going to be spent with family, which is not a bad thing.
Let's talk about friends and family, people around you that have watched you go through this process. Did you have any naysayers?
Not really. The way I did it, not many people really knew what I was up to, what I was doing. They knew I'd invested in real estate before. I mean, I was talking about, and I've talked to a lot of dentists at this point. A lot of them, in fact, will come up to me at the expo after I do a show like this and ask me all about it. So, and I'm more than happy to talk to them about it. But locally here, not many people really know what I'm even doing.
It's interesting. You live in Florida, little town of Belle Isle. Where's that at?
Well, Belle Isle's actually just a small area inside of Orlando. I'm essentially in Orlando.
So you are a member of what we tried to put together, I think it's been about 5 years ago. We started trying to go national with this thing. Were you ever in a situation where you felt like you weren't getting enough information or enough help?
It's funny, but the way you've done this, I've actually gotten in and grown with. The more information you put out there, especially on the internet, the more I can get out of it. So ever since I started, it seemed like, I forget when you started going out of state, but I think that was probably around 17 or so. So I feel like I have grown with lifestyles as far as their expansion, which has been fantastic.
What about friends? Have you made any good friends in lifestyles?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of passives that I routinely talk with or text with, especially if there's a new deal coming out. We'll kind of critique it, find out if it's a new lead, who knows anything about this guy. And so, yes, made a lot of friends that way. Really none, though, locally in Orlando. I've got some in Tampa, Jacksonville, a couple in Miami. But for some reason, Orlando is not getting into lifestyle. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, it's a different crew of people there. It's a different quality of life.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? The people that live in Miami are not the kind of people that do what we do. Well, Bill, we're out of time. I appreciate you coming on again, sharing your story again with us. I look forward to seeing you at the expo.
Absolutely. I look forward to it too, Dell. And thank you so much for the map.
The rest of you out there, remember this. Bill, myself, and everyone else here, we're not doing this for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.